with the status of Kahelas.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a carryover. So you can't get away from the from the Chagapurim. Now, we're discussing Kahelas, whether Bikshu Ligno Sefer Kahelas. So there's another Gemara that has to do with Kahelas and Megillah, and that's the Gemara on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. I got it right this time, Mavi. Dav Zayin Amud Aleph and Megillah. Okay. The Gemara is an interesting Gemara. So the Gemara says a difficult Gemara, though. And Ad Asis Lachi, while we're here already, in the Indian, so I thought maybe we'd explain this Gemara, too. It's a difficult Gemara. I mean, it's like every year, look at the Gemara, there's major problems in it. It has to do with the question of Kahelas itself. What's the status of Kahelas? So the Gemara, as you know, has a question among the Tanoim. Whether Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemro or Esther's Lo Baruch HaKodesh Nemro. Okay, the question is it Metamei Yesayadayim or it's not Metamei Yesayadayim? Because Kisvei Kodesh, the Halacha is Mirabbanan, the Halacha is a Kisvei Kodesh and Metamei Yesayadayim. So it's always Gemara always uses that as a criterion for Ruach HaKodesh. If the halacha is that it has, in fact, the status of kisvei kodesh, that's metamei yesayadayim, and that's halacha mid rabban. So the term metamei yesayadayim is just a signal for the fact that it's written with ruach hakodesh. Mazochom made a gzera on kisvei kodesh that the metamei yesayadayim, because people have misconceptions about kedushas kisvei kodesh. So the Chum to set them straight. Set up a halachic system where, on the contrary, counterintuitive, but the halacha is that if it's kisvei kodesh, it's metamei yesayadayim, and you have to do an kisvei kodesh for it. But anyways, with regard to truma, but the question is basically a question of whether Esther was written with ruach hakodesh or not. It's an interesting thing. So the gemara is in Megillah. Gemara says like this. The Gemara says. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Esther Einim Matama Seyadayim. So the Gemara says, L'meimra the Sever Shmuel Esther Lav Baruch Hakodesh Nemra. Shall we say that Shmuel held that Esther wasn't written with Baruch Hakodesh? V'Amar Shmuel Esther Baruch Hakodesh Nemra. So he himself said it was written with Baruch Hakodesh. So the Gemara says, Nemra Likros V'Lo Nemra Lichtov. Okay. So Gemara says, apparently, Ruach HaKodesh has two dimensions to it. You could have an entity where the content is a content of Ruach HaKodesh, but the Ruach HaKodesh is not koveya, the Cheftza, as an entity of Kisvei Kodesh. Okay? So the content is a content of Ruach HaKodesh. So Rashi says it means Kriyas HaMegillah held is definitely the Megillah itself, the Cheftza Shel Megillah, is written with Ruach HaKodesh. It's an entity that was written through Nevuah. But the Nevuah did not dictate that it should be a Cheftza of Ksav. Never was. The Nevuah didn't dictate, the Ruach HaKodesh didn't dictate that it should become incorporated as an entity of Kisvei Kodesh. Okay, so therefore, see, Koresh and Megillah, you can read about Peh. So it didn't matter if you had a Megillah, you didn't have a Megillah. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. So the Gemara says, there's a lot of questions Taisa raises on that point, but that's the plain shot in the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara says, Meisve, Rebbe Omer, Koheles Einem Atame Seyadayim, Umachlokis Bashir Ashirim. So Rebbe says that the Koheles is not Matame Seyadayim, and the Machlokis is with regard to Shir Ashirim. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Shir Ashirim, Matame Seyadayim, Umachlokis Bekoheles. Okay, so the question is, apparently Shir HaShirim is more reason to assume it was written with Ruach HaKodesh, less than Machlekes. That's the question. So Ramea says that Kehelas is definitely not Ruach HaKodesh. But the Machlekes by Shir HaShirim, Rabbi says no, Shir HaShirim is definitely Metamei Seyadayim, and the Machlekes is in Kehelas. Okay. But that's a separate question of the status of Shir Shir. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Amar, Kehelas Mekula Beisham Mechum Beisilel, but the Machlekes Beisham Beisilel, Avol Rus Veshir Shir Veesta Metamei Seyadayim. Okay. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara raised the question. The Gemara says, "Who damakir v'shu?" But I'm not interested in Gemara's specific territory. I want to get into the idea. Tanya, Reb Shimon Menasi Omer, Keheles Eina Metamei Yesayadayim, Mibnei Shechachmoso Shel Shlomohi. All right. So the Gemara says, "So Keheles is not Metamei Yesayadayim because it's Shlom Elas Chachma. It's his own Chachma. It's not Ruach HaKadosh." Okay. But I want you to understand, first of all, that this question of whether Kehelas is Metamei Yesayadayim is not Metamei Yesayadayim, whether it's written with Ruach HaKadosh or not, has nothing to do with Bikshu Ligno Sefer Kehelas. Because you see, Bikshu Ligno is a different problem, which we explain, which has to do with, which doesn't have to do with whether Kehelas was written with Ruach HaKadosh or not, because you see, Bikshu Ligno Sefer Yecheskel. And that wasn't a question of whether it was Ruach HaKadosh. Definitely Ruach HaKadosh. That's a separate halacha about the Baal Nasar. But this is a separate problem, whether Kehelas is written with Ruach HaKodesh or not. And it involves also, apparently, the Megillas Esther, whether it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says like this. Gemara says that how could you say, so Reb Shimon ben Menasseh said that Kehelas is not Ruach HaKodesh, it's simply Shlomo Melech Chachma. So the Gemara says, Amrullo, they said to him, the Chizubul Van Omar, Valo Kvarnema, Vaidabash Loshis Alof and Mashal, the Omar, Tosav Al Dvarov. So what's the Gemara's proof? Because it says he that Shlomo Melech said 3,000 Mishalim. So it means he wrote many, he said many other things. So why is only Kehelas incorporated and not the other things? So apparently Ruach HaKodesh differentiated and said certain things he said were only his Chachma. But when it came to this, it was very the Ruach HaKodesh determined that this should be separated out from his other Chachmas, and this should become an entity of Sefer Kehelas, Kisvei Kodesh, and as a din it's endowed with the status of Kisvei Kodesh, and it's Metamei Seyadayim Ruach HaKodesh. So, and moreover, he says, it says in Mishlei, Al Tosef Al Dvarav, don't add anything to the Divrei Shlomo. So the Gemara says, my Vomer, what do you have to have an additional proof? So the Gemara says, V'chi tema meimar tuvi oma, di'iboy ichtevi boy lo ichtev, toshma Al Tosef Al Dvarav. Because maybe he'll say, it's true, he said a lot of things. And everything he said, he could have written them down, he couldn't have, but these he wrote down. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Why? Because it says, Al Tosef Al Dvarav, don't add anything to his words. Which means that these words that we have from him in Kitzvei Kodesh have a specific validation and are on a very special level, and you can't add anything to these words. In other words, you can't add anything else. Anything else that he said was Chachmas Atzmo, and this is limited because it means to say like this. It means to say the question is the Mashal explains is it Torah Shebal Peh or is it Torah Shebachsav? That's the question. So if you say Al Tosef Al Dvarov, so it has to be Torah Shebachsav because Torah Shebal Peh you can't say Al Tosef Al Dvarov. Torah Shebal Peh you can add as much as you want. Torah Shebal Peh is Parim V'Ravim. It keeps on expanding. Every time you learn, you expand. So what do you mean, Al Tosef Al Dvarav? But Kisvei HaKodesh, you can't be Masif. So since it says Al Tosef Al Dvarav, such an injunction is only possible with an entity of Kisvei HaKodesh. You can't have an injunction, Al Tosef Al Dvarav, if you're going to tell me it's not Kisvei HaKodesh, it's not Torah Shebachsav, but it's Torah Shebal Peh. So on the contrary, you're always Masif in Torah Shebal Peh. You can add explanations, you can elaborate, the process of Torah Shebal Peh is an endless process that's part of a Raven that keeps on. It's an expanding process because it's Chachma She'ein Lokeitz. So, but Torah Shebachsav is limited. So there's two types of Torah. There's Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is limitless, But Tarsha B'Chsav is limited. Can't add. It has to be exactly the way it is, and you can't add. So it's an Al-Tosif, so that's Gemara's final proof. Maybe you'll say he said many things. He could have written, could not have written. He wrote these down. But the proof, the final proof is, because it says Al-Tosif Al-Dvarav, you can't add to his words, has to be Kisra Kedesh, because you can't say with regard to Tarsha Balpeh, don't add. What do you mean don't add? On the contrary, you're mechoyif to add. I mean, you're supposed to learn and expand, and more ideas, and the knowledge is infinite, is as much as a person is zocha to understand. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So the Gemara proves from that this Tana proves from that, Al-Tosvar proves that Kehelis is Kisvei Kaddish. Now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara goes on. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemra. That Esther was written with Ruach HaKadosh. Was said with Ruach HaKadosh. Shen Nemar, Vayoma Homan Belibo. Okay? Pasuk Vayoma Homan Belibo. So how do you know? Mino Yadu, Rashi says. Kosvei HaMegillah, Shekach Omar Belibo. Ela Ruach HaKadosh Nigla Aleyam. So it must be that they had Ruach HaKadosh. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Ruach HaKadosh Nemar, Shnema Vati Esther Nasei Schein Beine Koroel. That, how could you know that she was Nosa Schein in the eyes of everybody? I mean, how can anybody know such a thing? So it must be it was written with Ruach HaKadosh. Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Ruach HaKadosh Nemar, Shnemar, Vayivoda HaDova LeMordechai. And the thing became known to Mordechai. Okay? So what does that prove? So Rashi says, Mi Gilolo, Ruach HaKodesh Sharolo. So who told Mordechai about it? So it must have been through Ruach HaKodesh. This one is a problem. Because if you tell me, I understand if you tell me that the Pasuk says, Vayom Ahoman Belibo, so how do we know what's going on in his mind? Okay, in his thoughts. So that proves that it was written with Ruach HaKadosh. But if you tell me, because it says Vayivoda HaDova LeMordechai, so how did he find out? That's by Bigson Laseresh. How did he find out? That he found out. So he found out through Ruach HaKadosh. Fine, but how does that prove that Esther was written with Ruach HaKadosh? That's not, that doesn't prove how it was written. It's just a question of how I found out. It's a completely different phenomenon. I mean, so how does that prove it? It's a difficult, very difficult Gemara.
Well, if that showed that Ruach HaKadosh was involved.
Ruach HaKadosh involved. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Okay, how he found out is one thing. That was an event that took place. But the writing of the Megillah is a completely different thing. Just because he found out Ruach HaKadosh doesn't mean it was written with Ruach HaKadosh. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says like this, that Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaskis Omer, Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemra, Shenemar Vabizo Lo Sholchu Es Yadam. So, they didn't, nobody took from the spoils. How do you know? Okay. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, I avoy hosam, if I were there, by that meeting, Avamina Milsa Dadif Mikulu, Shenema Kimu Vikiblu, Kimu Lamaila Masha Kiblu Lamata. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu endorsed their Kabbalah. Okay, so that's only they can only know through Ruach HaKadosh. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava Lachulu Islu Pircha Labar Midishmol, the Lesle Pircha. All of these things you can refute, besides Shmol. The Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Vayam Hambalibo, Svarod, Lav and Ishtachashav, Lamalka Kavasa, he figured that he thought because it's natural, he was an egomaniac to begin with, and he figured who else could it be? Okay, it was deduction. And the Gemara goes on, each one. It says, Vama Daitan, right. Rabbi Akiva, Dama Krablos, Dama Lamet Shekolech Levecha Nidmeso Loku Maso. That everyone by Esther, everyone thought she looked like she belonged to every nation identified with her. So they said it. Rashi says, everybody said, Vayom Bifim, Zumashalonovi. Vodarab Meir, Dilmar Kervichir Brabba, Don Bixu Vasar Shnei Tarsoyimoyu. So he understood what they said. They had another language, Tarsoyim, and he knew the language, Mordechai. Like everyone. Vodarab Yossi Ben Damascus, Dilmar Pristi Shadar. How do you know that the Rechokim didn't take from the spoils? They sent them a letter. They notified. So the Gemara says, "Ishmul vaday les lepircha." Okay, hainu de amri inchi tavachod the pulpus of chariftim mimoli tzenekari. It's better to have one good sharp pepper than a whole basket of not good ones. So a whole basket of pumpkins. So one it means quality. You have all these rayas, and one good raya is better than the whole basket over there. Okay. So it's an interesting thing. This really supports what the Meitz Dili said. Meitz Dili used to say that people think that the difference between Tanayim and Aroyim is an intellectual difference. So the Meitz Dili says it's not true. He says just because somebody lived earlier doesn't mean that they were greater in the Chachma. They brought a raya from Sadia Gaon and the Rambam, because Sadia Gaon lived before the Rambam. And he says, for all I can, from what I could see, the Rambam was much greater than Sadia Gaon. So he says, but he says, the real understanding is that the Tanoim, there's a siyum of Tkufas HaTanoim. It was a halachic siyum of Tkufas HaTanoim, that they said, we can't expand the Machloikasim beyond this point. So they made a siyum to the... To the halachic debates in terms of halachic expansion, but it's not really because the Amorim were inferior intellectually. I mean, here you see the Gemara says that Shmuel said better reason than Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir and all these Tanaim. Gemara is not afraid to say, yeah, this was better than all of them. Amazing. So you see that Chachma is there's no monopoly on Chachma. Okay, but the but the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, and then the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, it's funny. So the Gemara says, that's the best. And then the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Me'elo Le'yav Mitoch HaYehudim. And so how do you know that? So that seems like a separate kind of thing. Like, it's funny. I mean, first, the Gemara already proved with Shmuel, why are you going on? Yeah, and Rav Nachum Yitzchak Me'elo Le'zichrom Le'Yosef Mizaram. Okay. Yeah. So Taisus, it's the same answer, but the first part of the pasuk he says could be going only on that door. But anyways, on that door. But the zichron liyosef mizaram really proves it. But it's the same. That how do you know that? So the question is the main difficult question is vayivod adav lemordechai, but also I mean the other ones also to me seem to have a problem as well. Because not just the problem itself. Which is that the Gemara gives answers that maybe it was they surmised Vayomah Haman Belibo. That's what the knowledge tells you. If you understood Haman, you understood the situation. That's what he would say. That's what he thought. And you see the way he acted. So But besides that, how does it prove just because you show me one pasuk? Okay, that one pasuk was not possible to have knowledge of one pasuk, you had to make recourse to Ruach HaKodesh, but how does that prove that the whole thing was written with Ruach HaKodesh? Because we just said before in the Gemara that it could be Nemra, the halacha of Ruach HaKodesh, it could be sometimes the content is Ruach HaKodesh, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it was the Ruach HaKodesh was koveyat as a cheftah shel Torah shebichsav. That's the Gemara before, right? I mean, that's you need a special raya for that. Okay, could be these Tanaim didn't hold from that possibility. That doesn't bother me. But the fact remains that what does it mean, Baruch HaKadosh Nemra? It means more than just that one isolated fact was Baruch HaKadosh. It means that the whole Sefer was nitan. Thanks. Was nitan to be... to a kvias, ksivas, kisvei kodesh, that the whole sefer was really given over to be kavua and established as an entity of Torah shebichsav, of kisvei kodesh. I mean, that's what I mean. Okay, so vayom unbelievable, So the one that wrote the ones that wrote the Megillah and Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they had Ruach HaKodesh, because otherwise they couldn't know that. But does that mean that it was Ruach HaKodesh is telling them to be koveya this whole sefer as a cheftza shel kisvei HaKodesh? I mean, where do you see that? You see, so the question extends beyond Vayivoda HaDovor. Beyond Vayivada Dovala Mordechai. Even if you say the other one, so it's one thing, so one fact they knew through Ruach HaKodesh. Doesn't mean that the Sefer was nitanli kosev through Ruach HaKodesh. And that's when the Gemara makes it clear that the idea of Ruach HaKodesh is not simply that the Ruach HaKodesh is involved, but it means that it was nitanli kosev through Ruach HaKodesh. So just because you have one pasuk that shows you that they couldn't have known a certain element without Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, fine. So you can debate whether by Yom HaHom Belibo, whether it's a surmise. Obviously, the Tana that says it's a Ra'eheli, you can't make such a, you can't surmise that way. If you say Yom HaHom Belibo, you have to know it. So it had to be Ruach HaKodesh. So you can argue, you can debate that point. These are all debatable points. But they're debatable because you have to understand, just to understand the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara saying is that can you write Vayoma Homan Belibo if it's a good assessment? But do you have a right to write that? So that's a machlekes. So one says you can't write it because you don't know for sure. So you can't write conjecture. And therefore it had to be Ruach HaKodesh. And the other one says no. if it's a really psychologically sound, you're allowed to write that. That's the machlekes. That's the question with all those other writers. That's the question. Question is, are you allowed to write something like that if it's not 100% known through knowledge? It's just a very 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 good conjecture. Okay, it's probability is very high that it's correct. It would seem logic would dictate that that's what took place, but you don't know factually. So your writing is a fact, though. That's the machlekes. Machlekes tanai. But that I understand. But the question still remains: just because one element is known through Ruach HaKodesh, how could you prove that the whole thing was neatly kasev by Ruach HaKodesh? You see, that's the question. Okay. So I wanted to answer that question. All right. I wanted to answer that question with a Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam of the Mor Nevuchim is an interesting Rambam. You can have a Megillah. You can have an entity that's a Megillah, but it's not Metamei Siyadayim. Apparently, that's a legitimate position among Tanayim. Whose position is it? I mean, not very small people. Rav Meir Omar Kehelas ain't Metamei Siyadayim. Rav Meir himself held that Kehelas. He held Sefer Kehelas not Metamei Siyadayim. Is there a Sefer Kehelas? What?
Does that mean it's not part of Kanaf?
That's correct. But it is. But it's an entity. It's an entity of Chachmah. You're allowed to write it down. It would seem like this. I mean, you're hitting on an interesting point. I'm not sure I know the answer exactly. But the interesting point is that we have Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And Dvarim Shebichsav, Yat Torah Shay Lomar Bal Peh. But and Dvarim Shebal Peh Yator Rashi Liknam Bchsav. I mean, it's a good question. So if you're going to say Kehelas is Einim Etames Yadayim, so why is it? How are you permitted to? How does it become an entity of Ksav? I mean, it's a good question. It's another question. Okay, yeah, it's another question. But it's a good question. But I'm not going to take up that question. Apparently, you can have a Megillah. That is a Megillah that is written, but yet it's Einim Etames Yadayim. It doesn't have the status of Kisvei Kodesh. Okay. Yep. You do find that anyways. You find that in the Torah itself that it says b'sefer melchamos ad Hashem. So apparently certain things can be written. It's a question of how you learn this. Some want to say it's the Torah, but others say that it was a sefer melchamos. So you can have a din of a sefer, even though it's not kisvei kodesh. But that you see from the Gemara itself. Okay, why isn't that in violation of Dvarim Shebal Peh? I could give you an answer because the subject matter of Kehelas is not exactly, doesn't come under the halachic ban of Torah Shebal Peh, because the subject matter of Kehelas is a subject matter of psychology. So it would appear from the Gemara that not everything that's not Torah Shebichsav has the status of Torah Shebal Peh insofar as Ksiva is concerned. That's something you can deduce from the Gemara, that the Isser of Torah Shebal Peh to be written down does not apply to every Chochmah. Doesn't apply. It only applies to a certain area of Torah Shebal Peh. But even though all chachma is going to be considered Torah Shebal Peh, it's true. But you can't say Al Tosav Al Dvarav. That the Gemara says. But nevertheless, not everything comes under the ban of Torah Shebal Peh is Yat Torah Shalit Namachsav. Because you see, Reb Meir held that Kehelas is Einam Atamei Siyadayim, and yet it's Bechsav. Okay, yeah, it's Bechsav. Taisus mentions also the Megillah of Megillas Chashmonayim. Taisus mentions Megillas Chashmonayim is also it's a Megillah, but it's not Kisvei Kodesh. Okay, and Esther as well, because it's an account. Esther's an account, and Shir HaShirim is a mashal, and it's a different kind of. I mean, I'm not going to go into it right now. That's a whole question tomorrow. Why these things? Why Chazal question these things, whether they're Kisvei Kodesh, whether the content is one which lends itself to the qualification of Kisvei Kodesh. That's a Machlekes Tanayim. Okay. But you see, the question is, if it's his own Chochma, can it be incorporated in Kisvei Kodesh? These are Machlekes. Whether this kind of a content could be incorporated in Kisvei Kodesh. And the question is with regard to Esther, with regard to... which is an account, and with regard to Shir HaShirim, which is a mushroom, with regard to Kehelas. But that's a separate parsha. That's a separate area. But right now I'm just concerned with the Gemara insofar as the proof, the Gemara's proof, that Esther is really Kisvei Kodesh. So there's an interesting Rambam in the, and I believe it has to do with the Yesod in Yehadas. So I think it's worthwhile going into it. Yeah, the Rambam asks, the Rambam in the first chelik of the Mar Nevuchim, it's in chapter 63. Is that right? LXIII. Yeah, chapter 63. Okay. So the Rambam says, the Rambam is well-known question. Question is by Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, take a look at Moshe Rabbeinu. That when he was first engaged to do his mission via Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the pasuk says like this. So Kadosh Baruch Hu v'atolocho v'shlocho paro in Shmos Gimel pasuk Yud v'hotzei yasam ibn Esau Mitzrayim. Okay, then the pasuk Vayomer Moshe El Olakim. Hinei Nochi Boel Bnei Yisrael V'Amarti Lahem Elokei Avoseichem Shlachani Aleichem V'Amar Li Ma Shemo Ma'omar Aleichem. So Vayomer Olakim El Moshe Ekiyah Vayomer Kos Ma'av Bnei Yisrael Ekiyah Shlachani Aleichem. Okay. So Lech Basafta Sikne Sol Mata Lam and Shimal Kevin Sikham Nira Eli And the Nira Eli, okay. And then the pasuk says, "V'shama l'kolecha." If the pakol b'kadishchem, Rama al eschem me'oni Mitzrayim, so he told them what to tell them, and then it says, "V'shama l'kolecha." V'asa'ata v'ziknesel melech Mitzrayim. Okay. So the Rambam asks his well-known question: that what is the what kind of a what's Moshe Rabbeinu's point about the name? He says, "Vamali Mashmos." I'll say. So the Jews will ask. They'll say, "Well, what's his name?" So Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name. So the Rambam asks his well-known question: "Mamanoshach." If they didn't know the name, so saying the name won't help anything. And if they did know the name, so just like they knew the name, so he knew the name. So what does it prove? It proves nothing. Okay. And moreover, that's the Rambam's first question. Moreover, the Rambam asks a second question. The second question is that after this dialogue, okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu says like this. He says, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him all the instructions, then it says, Vayan Moshe Vayomer, Vayin lo yaminu li, v'lo yishmu b'kali. So the Rambam says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told him before, V'shama l'kolecha. Just right before, a few psukim before, V'shama l'kolecha. So, I mean, who knows better? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, V'shama l'kolecha, so there's nothing to question. So why does he say, V'yan Moshe V'yam 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 V'lo yishmu b'kali? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed him. He said, V'shama l'kolecha. So it sounds like he's also the Shechina. He says so Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the second question that the Rambam asks. And a Rambam, that's a good subject. Now the thing is, that's the Rambam's two questions. Okay, the first question is a more obvious question. The second one is not so obvious, but it's not any less strong. I mean, it's a powerful question. God says V'shama l'kolecha, and he says V'lo yishmu b'kali. Yep. Okay. So the Rambam gives an answer. Okay. The Rambam says like this. Anybody have money? Religious matters are always at the forefront of people's lives. Okay, that was true then, it's true today. So the Rambam says there were two methods that were employed. One method was that you had a person who said that he was, what's his language? He says that some spiritual power was conferred upon him by a star, by an angel, or a similar agency. In other words, he laid claim to the fact that he has some kind of divine knowledge. Okay? All right, that's one method. The other method, he says, was reasoning. Because human beings, to some extent, always accept reasoning. So a person that wants to influence people had to use one of the two methods. Either influence them through reasoning, or else he would influence the people by laying claim to some kind of divine spiritual power. Okay, go ahead. But no one, he says, no one ever tried to influence people by the fact that God had spoken to him or had entrusted a mission to him. Before the days of Moses, no such assertion had ever been made. Okay, interesting. Go ahead. Misled. I do not find any mention of a prophecy which appealed to others, or which directed them. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or any other person before them, did not tell the people, God said unto me, you shall do this thing, or you shall not do that thing, or God has sent me to you. Far from it. For God spoke to them on nothing but what especially concerned them. For example, he communicated to them things relating to their perfection, directed them in what they should do, and foretold them what the condition of their descendants would be, like by Avraham Avinu, okay? Nothing beyond this. Okay. By the way, there is a kasha over here. So the kasha is Sheva Mitzvah Noach, because that's mentioned Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzav Adam Arishon, and it's an open Rambam. So and Avram Avinu was Nitzav Al Amila. So Avram Avinu was he received the communication from God to establish the mitzvah of Mila, and he did tell the people. So on the first sight, it would seem the Rambam is contradicting himself between what he writes over here and what he writes in the Yad, and also the Torah itself, because the Torah itself says that God communicated the mitzvah Mila to Avram Avinu, and he told his people and his descendants. Okay, yeah, go ahead. So the Rambam means that osu means that a nefesh osu v'choron to the Rambam doesn't mean simply that they influence these people. You see, it doesn't mean to the Rambam a nefesh osu is a strange expression. Osu v'choron. What does it mean? So Rambam is learning, it doesn't mean simply that they conveyed information to these people, that God appeared to them in Nevoah, but it means they actually made a change in the people. It says she'osu. So they made a change in the people, and the only way you can make a change in the people is through arguments and through knowledge. So that's what the Rambam says, that the only method they used was the method of argumentation and knowledge. That's what the Rambam says. Go ahead. And the Rambam goes into the idea of ekya she ekya. Okay. But I'm not going to go into that right now. But what is the Rambam saying up to this point? I mean, what is the Rambam saying? So the Rambam really is over here giving us an amazing uncovering, an amazing idea that it explains the whole parsha. What he's saying here is that you see what his answer is. What he's getting at. The idea that he's saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu. See, he's not just saying that before Moshe Rabbeinu. He's fine. So before Moshe Rabbeinu, never did it. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. So what's the problem? You see. What's the problem? So now God is telling him to do it. So it wasn't done. Who cares about the history? It was done before. Now, what the Rambam is saying is the following: that you see, the Ovos had Gilui Nevuah, they had Nevuah, but they never used that Nevuah to try to influence people. You see, the influence of people in the world was done by two methods before. It was either done by people who laid claim to divine powers and influence, or by rationality, reason. Because a person, no matter how crazy he might get, he can't deny reason. So you had leaders that always, you know, used reason, just like in today's world, that same thing. But the Rambam is saying is like this, that the first method of reason was the method that was adopted by the Avos, but they never tried to use any method other than that, namely to try to influence people by saying God appeared to them. You see? Why? That would be that for many reasons. But what the Rambam is saying, I'm just going to try to put it as tersely as I can, that the method of claiming a divine influence was the method used by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You see? That they laid claim to the fact that they have some divine inspiration. And they had a divine inspiration, a private kind of a, some kind of a private revelation, and through that, they tried to influence people. The Ovos never would use such a method. Because even, not because the other people were charlatans, or because the other people, either they were charlatans or else their imagination got the better of them, and their own personal emotions got the better of them. That's not the point. The point is that method is not a method. You see, the only method the Avos used was reason, because nothing is gained through a method where you tell someone that you had a nevuah. That derech is similar to the derech that was used by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You see, where they laid claim to a divine kind of a revelation. You see, and the Avos were against that kind of a method, because that method does not enlighten the person at all, and it leads him to a different kind of a belief system, which doesn't really change the individual. You see, that's what the Rambam is saying. You understand? You see what I'm saying? That, in other words, the Rambam is pointing out an amazing thing. You'll never find in the Torah that the Avos ever used that. Why didn't they use the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them as a proof, to prove to people that this is the truth? The answer is because that is not a method. The ones that use, not that method, of course, because that would be that's true, but the ones that try to use that kind of an influence are the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's Derech Avodah Zarah. So no one ever used that method, and that's what the Rambam is explaining. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's dilemma, because he couldn't understand how now it's all right to use that kind of a method. This can't be the Shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this method we know from the Avos is not a method. So for Moshe Rabbeinu to go to the people and try to influence them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him would not be correct. If that were the correct method, then the Avos would have made recourse to that method. The Avos didn't do it. Why? Because it is not a method. That's not a method. The only thing the Avos used was Chachma. That's the only method they used. So Moshe Rabbeinu's question was Moshe Rabbeinu's question about the whole Shlichus. The question about the Shlichus was, how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now asking him to do something which is impossible to do? Because if you're talking about Mamonashech, if you're talking, he has to go to the people. So what he was saying is, if I go to the people, so what am I supposed to go with? Am I supposed to go with the fact that I was enjoined by a shlichus? That method we don't use. You want me to teach the people? It could take a long time. But the shlichus was to get them out of Mitzrayim fairly soon. I mean, we don't have age years and years. It's a shlichus of a moment. The shlichus had a time frame. And that would be impossible. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand how could such a shlichus take place? This is against the whole Torah of the Avos, the whole Derech of the Avos. Can't be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. He told him, Ekya Asher Ekya. What does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him special instruction, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the Lev B'nei Ha'adam, and he knew what level the people were on, and he gave him the tools of instruction that were geared specifically for those people at that time, in order to give them in a short amount of time the knowledge that's necessary for them to have. You see? That's what the Rambam's explaining. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's problem, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. And the answer is in the Ekya Asher Ekya. I'm not going to go into the answer now, but it's enough at this point that we understand the nature of the Ekya Asher Ekya. Ekya Asher Ekya obviously is a puzzling statement on the surface, and it has great depth, and the content is the most significant content, but at this point, without going into the specific content, I just want to share what the Rambam is saying about what the content is. The content, in essence, was, it contained in it the method of reaching the people through reason, you see, but reaching the people through reason in a very special manner that could be done that the process of teaching could be shortened tremendously, so that they would be able to gain the ideas and the knowledge in a short amount of time. That was the answer. So now the Rambam explains, and he says, now you understand the answer to the second question. Okay? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'shamu l'kalecha. But then a few psukim later, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'ein lo yamin li v'lo yishmu b'koli, ki yomru lo niroi lecha Hashem. Okay, so then, V'yomru lo Hashem maza b'yadecha v'yamu mata. Okay. But take a look how the Rambam explains it. The Rambam in the next page, on page 95 in this edition, where the second paragraph. Go ahead, read it.
God thus showed Moses the proof by which his existence would be firmly established among the widespread of the people. Therefore, the explanation of the story is called by the words, "Go gather the elders of Israel," and by the assurance that the elders would understand that God has shown to them.
Shamal kalecha, because that's the shamal kalecha means with regard to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, namely he gave him this special system of instruction so that through ideas these people can gain the knowledge in a shortened time, and the shamal kalecha, they'll listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed him that they'll listen, they'll understand the ideas, and they'll be raised to a different level of existence. Okay? That was the end of that. Then Moshe Rabbeinu asked one more question. Go ahead. Then Moses replied as follows.
They will accept the doctrine that God exists by these intelligible truths. But, said Moses, by what means are you able to show that this existence of God has sent it?
That question, the major question that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, which was that this whole thing is against the whole derech of the Avos, and it can't be. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. He armed him with the method of teaching them. But still, he says, but there's still one more question. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vayan Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu li v'lo yishmu b'koli ki yomru lo nirei lechvar Hashem." Fine. So now they know the ideas, and they're on an intellectual level. They're on the level of Chachma, and they know there's such a thing as Nevuah, all the things that was necessary for them to know. But the question they're going to ask is, fine, but who says that you are the one that is the Shliach Hashem? You see? So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Nisan. Okay, the Nisan proved only that it was him. But never were the Nisim used, you see, to cause people to follow blindly in a path which they have no knowledge without changing the people. Because that was the Derech HaTorah from the Avos, and that Derech is the only Derech. That Derech cannot be changed. That's the Ram's answer. Sukkim finna beautiful. Amazing. Amazing Ram. Okay, so it teaches you something. It teaches you that in bringing people to Yahadus, that the derech of the Avos is the only derech, which means through knowledge and through chokhmah. So if a person tries to influence through other methods, by saying that they, by making claims that they had Gil Eliyahu, or they had other kinds of things, we do not embrace this kind of a method. This kind of method The nature of the method was the method that was used all the way back, that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used that kind of a method of influence, and the Avos never, ever tried to influence anybody that way. That answers the question that we asked before. The question was, what about the mitzvah of Mila? What about El Shishit Vav Nistav Adam Marisha? It doesn't mean that Avraham Avinu couldn't communicate a mitzvah. You see, that's not what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam's talking about influencing people to follow the Derech Hashem, you see, through making claims of Nevoah. You see, that is wrong. But the once the people know and they have the knowledge, of course he can convey a mitzvah to them. That's not, the Rambam's not discussing that, you see. That's the answer to the question. You see the answer to the question? Okay.
Alright. What about that, like, now?
I'm saying the contrary. Alright, do you understand it? You understand the point? Okay. It's a major, major point. Yes. So now, as a matter of fact, I mean, the only reason that you had, that the only time that it was Masorah dictated, like by Eliyahu and Elisha. So the Rambam says that was a time of by Eliyahu HaKarmel, but that was a specific nevuah to do such and such, because of, that's after, by the way, that's only after Klal Yisrael. It's only after Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam makes a point that before Klal Yisrael, no such method was used, the Moshe Rabbeinu would not use such a method. But that okay. But the point I want to make is as follows. That in order, that since that's the case, that we don't influence people, or try to influence people by making recourse to Divrei Nevuah, that a certain person had Nevuah. So the question is, why? What about all the Divrei Nevi'im? I mean, I assume that's what you mean. The Divrei Nevi'im, how come all the Divrei Nevi'im, what says openly that these people had Nevuah? The answer is Kisvei Kodesh. Kisvei Kodesh is the matir. In other words, if the Nevuah dictates that something be recorded in the manner of Kisvei Kodesh, then you could do it. Otherwise, you're not allowed to do it. So the matir, we don't try to influence people by saying there was this Nevuah or that Nevuah. The only thing we have is Maimar HaSinai and Kisvei Kodesh. So in order to record a fact of Nevuah, that there was Divrei Nevuah, you have to have recourse to Kisvei Kodesh. Kisvei Kodesh is the matter. Okay? So that's why, that's the proof, that's what the Gemara is saying, the Gemara of Zayin and Malal from Megillah. That's what the Gemara is saying, that Esther Baruch HaKodesh Ne'emra. Because you are not permitted to convey something of Ruach HaKodesh to masses of people unless you have a matir of Kisvei Kodesh. You see, unless you have a matir of Kisvei Kodesh. So that's why the Gemara says it makes no difference whether it's Vayivoda HaDovar LeMordechai, because you're conveying an idea that there was something supernatural that took place that was through Ruach HaKodesh, because how did he know? So you have no right to make a record of such a thing and to disperse this record among the people unless Ruach HaKodesh permits you to do so. That's Kisvei Kodesh. In Kisvei Kodesh, you have a right to do it. But otherwise, you have no right to do it. And that's why the Gemara says, and that's the proof of the Gemara from all those cases. Vayomer homon belibo. What right do you have to make recourse to a kind of knowledge that's beyond the ordinary, in order which will influence people? You have no right to do that, because that's not the derech, that's not the method that the Torah uses to influence people. The method is chachma. The method is not to try to influence people through the fact that there was such and such a supernatural event. But the Torah does have records of events that are nevuah. For that, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could determine which events and how they should be recorded among the people. You see, that's Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh is the matter. That's the proof. Okay. Yeah. By Megillas, the question is not whether it was accepted. It was accepted. Kisvun Ladaris, the Anshe Knesset Dollar wrote it up, so it was an entity. There's nothing to accept, not accept. The Anshe Knesset Dollar wrote it, so it's an entity. But the question is it Kisvei Kodesh or not? That's the question. Not a question whether it was accepted. It didn't take generations to figure out, to sit around and decide whether it was accepted. That's Goyim. Goyim have methods of like that. We have Anshe Knesset like Dollar as an entity immediately. The question is it Baruch HaKodesh? That's a separate question. Okay. That's really the question I told you before. The question is, the machlokes is, Rabbi Meir held you can't say Vayomer Haman Belibo, even though it's a perfect analysis, but the fact is you are trying to ascertain what went on in that person's mind, and that's impossible. So now you have no right to write such a thing. Okay? Unless, how do you know? Unless it's Kisvei Kodesh. But others said no. I mean, that's enough. Like I say, if it's really a legitimate 100% analysis, you could write it. That's the question I told you before. That's the machlekes. So that's why different Tanayim brought different sources. But Shmuel's was the best, the Gemara says. But the fact is that the question is not accepted. The question is accepted as what? It was accepted as an accurate account, of course. That we know. I mean, Chachmas Shlomo. Is anybody going to reject Chachmas Shlomo? Sefer Koheles, we accept it, we don't accept it. If he's a fool, he can reject it. But a Chacham knows that it's a Chachmas Shlomo, it's the greatest Chachma. So he can't. There's nothing to accept, not accept. Of course it's accepted. The question is Kisvei Kodesh. That's a different question. That's the Gemara's question. Is it not if it's accepted or not accepted. Okay, I mean, I just want to make that point clear. I mean, lahavdil. I mean, goyim have things like that because they have nonsense. So they sit around for centuries to decide whether they're going to accept it or not. But in yahadus, I mean, lahavdil aleph avdalos. I mean, what we have is accurate 100%. It's not a question of accepting or not accepting. What's accept? People in that generation, the Anshe Knesset Gdola were well qualified to write a Megillas Esther. There's no question accepting. Question is Ruach HaKodesh. That's a different question. Okay. Rabbi Meir held you're not allowed to. He held you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to, even if it looks like a perfect analysis. But you can't write that down as a fact. It's not a fact. Yeah. The nature of the question on the surface, like okay, it's a question of divrei chachma, whether it's nitfas baruch hakodesh or not, and shir hashirim is derech mashal, and then Esther is an account. It's three separate questions. What I'm just trying to explain is the Gemara and Megillah, which proves it. And the way the Gemara proves it.
Okay, but same point.
Okay, now I just want to make it clear. In other words, you can't, the raya that the whole thing is Ruach HaKodesh is because you can't write such a sentence unless it's endorsed by Ruach HaKodesh. So obviously, the whole Sefer was endowed with Ruach HaKodesh, because it's not one sentence, then which contains that sentence has to be endowed with Ruach HaKodesh. Because of that one sentence. Let me clarify my point. I'm not saying that Shmuel was bigger than Tanoim. I mean, I hope nobody made that mistake. I'm just saying that you cannot, you see from the Gemara, you cannot say that a later person can't say an idea that's superior to an earlier person. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Now, what the Meitz Tzili says, like what it says, Rav Tano Polik. It doesn't mean that Rav was so big. So how can Shmuel argue with Rav? I mean, it means to say that he was at the time where he was, they included him in certain times, allowed him to argue.